from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, former President Donald Trump says the Biden administration's economic policies have, quote, totally failed. During a news conference Thursday afternoon from his golf club in Bedminster, Trump said the worst is yet to come if Kamala Harris is elected president in November. He argued that Americans are spending significantly more under the Biden-Harris administration, and then accused the vice president of breaking the economy and the southern border. Harris is delivering a speech today in Raleigh, North Carolina, on the economy. A former police officer gets prison for causing a drunken deadly crash last summer in Somerset.
Amitaj Oberoi has been sentenced to two 15-year prison terms that will run at the same time. The 30-year-old was off duty as an Edison officer last August, driving three young men in an Audi when it veered off-road and struck trees, lampposts, and a utility pole. Two passengers were killed. Earlier this summer, he pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree vehicular homicide as well as DWI. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Personal finance website WalletHub has compared all 50 states and Washington, D.C. across 31 key measures of cost, healthcare accessibility, and baby friendliness to come out with its report on 2024's best and worst states to have a baby. Analyst Chip Lupo says New Jersey ranks 27th best, with cost dragging the state down.
And that's a big one, because that's the one that covers things such as health insurance premiums, your average annual cost of early child care, cost of newborn screening, and even the cost of babysitters and nannies. So that's 48th, and that's what dragged New Jersey down.
However, there was one area in the cost metric where New Jersey actually did well, and that would be the current status of Medicaid expansion decisions. It ranked number one. Trader Joe's is recalling 653,000 scented candles due to a fire hazard. The company says the flame on its mango tangerine candles can spread to the wax and cause a much larger flame. The candles were sold in June. Trader Joe's says it has received several reports of minor burns and minor property damage. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. How will the rain affect weekend plans? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. What an amazing week of weather it's been across New Jersey. Something for everyone. And today's the grand finale. Very warm, but completely dry. Now for the weekend, we're tracking several impulses and several rounds of rain, but you'll find several breaks of dry weather along the way, so don't go blowing out your weekend plans just yet. Increasing clouds today, dry, calm, very warm. Highs 85 to 90 for most of the state, cooler at the shore. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Showers may creep in right before daybreak tomorrow. And then spotty showers are possible at any time throughout your Saturday, especially early and late. Cloudy, breezy, humid this weekend. Highs 80 to 85 tomorrow. We'll catch a lull in the rain early on Sunday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon and evening hours. Could be some localized downpours out there, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton is 86, Jackson 85, Millville 84. Weather brought to you by the Ewing Diner. Now open 24 hours. Kids will love the new kids menu starting at just $5.99. And you'll love weekday specials that are all under $13. Plus free soup with all burgers and sandwiches online at ewingdiner.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.